I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you into the wonderland of the Simien National Park in northern Ethiopia to explore the inner and outer workings of the park. The approach to Simien National Park from Debark, Ethiopia, on a newly constructed gravel road is, at first, one filled with jagged mountaintops and plateaus. But upon encountering the plunge into valleys below, only our Grand Canyon seems comparable. Created by massive erosion, the layers of mountains, plateaus, and valleys stretch for miles. Dizzying drops in altitude lie below edges of the escarpment's grass fields. Distant shadows hint at hidden rivers. The park contains the highest peak in Ethiopia at 15,000 feet and Africa's highest hotel. The scenery would have been enough, but we had hoped to encounter some of the park's unique animal life. We were lucky. The week before had been cold and misty, but this week was clear, with almost no one on the roads. Our arrival corresponded with the end of the rainy season, but before dry season, when tourists arrived to backpack through mountains and gorges. Our van simply stopped by the side of the road, leaving us to walk across the mountainside, sometimes on a trail, but often through grass fields. The endangered Ethiopian fox and Walia ibex are rare sightings and unfortunately stayed hidden from us. In higher numbers, though, are the gelada baboons, nature's only primates that are primarily grazers. They are more closely related to monkeys than the aggressive African cousins. Their numbers have increased over the years from 3,000 to 5,000 in the park. These baboons spend nights on cliff ledges and emerge in the mornings onto plateau tops to feed and socialize. That is exactly where we found a herd of them, defined as 60 or more reproductive units. Juvenile baboons rattled branches in a large tree before dropping to earth, chasing and challenging each other. When tired, they hopped on their mother's backs to rest, carried to the next feeding area. These primates have small, sturdy fingers for pulling grass, 90% of their diet. As they sat and tucked at grass blades and seeds, our small group circled ever closer to observe and photograph. Warned only not to look directly at their eyes, we were able to come within 10 feet of the large pack. If bothered by our proximity, a baboon would simply slowly move away. All followed the lead of one dominant male as they crossed the field and disappeared below. Behind this stunning setting is a more complicated political balancing act. Created in 1969, the Simien National Park was also designated a World Heritage Site in 1978. As such, it is followed closely out of concern for rare birds and animals, but also for overgrazing by sheep, goats, and other livestock brought into the park. With 600 households or 3,200 people residing in the park, and another 1,500 around the edges, over-harvesting of natural resources and agricultural expansion are also problems. The need to bring human activities to sustainable levels requires finding alternative livelihoods for the park's residents. According to our guide, many are being employed by the park services, teaching them respect for the value of the baboons in tourism. It has helped eliminate the common harvesting of baboons for clothes and food for dogs. Two park soldiers were hired to accompany us on our visit for protection from dogs. After 10 days of service, they would return to their home and farm. Handmade handicrafts were sold at the park's store, giving badly needed income to local artists. These efforts have been supported by the Austrian government since 1997, a welcome and useful contribution by the international community. Tourism is rising as more discover this beautiful but fragile part of the world. There was a tenfold increase in numbers over the past 15 years, bringing more revenue for those who would provide pack animals, guides, etc. A tourism master plan was approved in 2007 to help prepare and direct the movement. It is being monitored by the World Heritage Organization that still rates the park as EN, or endangered, because of the high risk of extinction of the Ethiopian fox and Walia ibex. I noted an African national park ranger must be part conservationist, botanist, zoologist, mechanic, and diplomat, not to mention resourceful and creative. They are charged with protecting rare animals, birds, and plant life with limited budgets, while convincing locals of the need to cooperate. Visitors also challenge rules established to protect the environment. All this was obvious on our visit to the Simien National Park, where we found a commitment to preserve the setting with local involvement. We can only hope for their success.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com.